This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And one of the great themes of this particular radio show has always been to question a lot of conspiracy theories that come out there that say we never landed on the moon, or the Kennedy assassination was the work of the CIA, or maybe it was the work of the Cuban government, or maybe it was the work of the mafia, some conspiracy. They would have found it by now, by the way, if any of that were true, and that is often the case. However, there is one conspiracy that is in the news right now because of a terrific best-selling book. It is one of the top sellers of recent years, actually, and it's by someone who's had previous number one bestsellers named Brad Meltzer. He has written books called The First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington, The Lincoln Conspiracy, and yes, it was a conspiracy, the secret plot to kill America's 16th president, and they eventually succeeded in a conspiracy to kill President Lincoln. This one is the biggest of them all, and it's the most fascinating of them all, because even people who know history, and I do, didn't know about this story. It's called The Nazi Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill. Brad Meltzer, congratulations on the book.
Thank you so much. Very kind of you.
Well, let me ask you a question right away, because yesterday we had this news about another real-life conspiracy, which it seems to be well-documented, for a group of neo-Nazis to blow up all the power stations in Baltimore and basically destroy the city and begin a race war in Baltimore, Maryland. Why is it all these years after Hitler's death, after the destruction and horror that was brought about by the Nazi regime, why are we still talking about Nazi conspiracies?
It's a really good question. You know, when we sit down and write these books, it's very titillating for me to say we found a secret plot to kill George Washington. We found one to kill Abraham Lincoln. Here's one for Winston Churchill and FDR and Stalin. But what Josh mentioned and my co-author always do at the start is we say, why are we telling this story? Why now? And the answer was your question, which is why are we still fighting Nazis in 2023? When you see hear a Nazi plot in Baltimore, you see in Charlottesville, you know, that there are Nazis marching around a few years back, we all wring our hands and we say, I can't believe this is happening here in America. This can't be happening here. It seems like something that should happen abroad or in Europe back in the 40s. And when we were researching this book, we found a Nazi rally that took place in Madison Square Garden.
And I've seen films of that.
It's an unbelievable, I encourage people, we put a picture in the Nazi conspiracy in the book because we wanted people to physically see it. It's 20,000 people cheering with big giant banners of George Washington surrounded by swastikas. And the very first speaker at the rally says, if George Washington were alive today, he'd be friends with Adolf Hitler. So why are we fighting Nazis in 2023? Because they never left. In Baltimore, it's Baltimore white supremacists who try to kill Abraham Lincoln at the start of his presidency. And if history has proven anything recently, it's that the Civil War never ended and World War II sadly never ended. Which, you know, it's not like when you win the war, all the bad guys just go, I'm going to switch sides and be a good guy now. They're here, and they've been here for years. And to me, it's why we tell these stories is you got to use your voice and speak up. The American dream to me is not about making money. It's about when you see someone being bullied, when you see someone being singled out, you use your voice and you say, enough, enough already.
Brad Meltzer, who is the co-author together with Josh Mensch of The Nazi Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill. Now, you have made the point, and it's one of those things that no one can deny. Stalin and Churchill hated each other. they did not get along. They had a fraught relationship. What was the point of Hitler's plot? And your book shows, and it's very well documented, that Hitler personally was in on this plot. What was the point of trying to knock off both Stalin and Churchill?
And FDR. Yeah. It's all three of them. It's the big three. And let's just paint the picture of where we are at this moment in the war. It's 1943. It's the moment where Joseph Stalin wants us to invade continental Europe. He's getting decimated by the Nazi invasion in the Soviet Union. We're sending munitions, we're sending weapons, but he wants us to invade, basically to do what the invasion of Normandy eventually brings. And FDR realizes this is the moment where the big three, we have to get together, look each other in the eye, plan troop movements, plan morale, plan supplies, figure it all out. And as you said, he's in the middle because Churchill and Stalin hate each other. But what Adolf Hitler realizes is he's got the greatest thing. And when he finds out that the big three are meeting in one place, all these three leaders, it's the greatest thing anyone gets in a fight, which is an opportunity. So here comes FDR, and he comes to Tehran, Iran. That's where the meeting takes place. And his motorcade is there. Everyone's there because they want to see the motorcade. The presidents come across the world. And they're all waving at the motorcade, presidents waving back. But what no one realizes, and this is all true, is that that's not FDR in the motorcade. It's a Secret Service decoy. The real Franklin Delano Roosevelt is actually across the city, ducked down and hiding in the back of a beat-up sedan. And he's hiding because they're worried there's a Nazi assassin who's about to murder him. And I just ruined chapter one of the Nazi conspiracy, but that's chapter one for you.
Well, there you go. Do we know if they used this decoy impersonating FDR before?
That's a really good question. That has been used for a long time among the Secret Service, so I wouldn't be shocked if it is before. I don't know exactly where or when. And something that's even used today, you'll see that the president sometimes goes, you know, there's a couple beasts, what they call the car that he travels in. There's more than one. And they don't always put him in the fourth car in the motorcade because then everyone would know which one he's in. So even today we use that trick. The thing that's amazing to me is, you know, we forget that assassination at that point in time was a real useful weapon and was used by our side as well as theirs. So when Admiral Yamamoto, who was the Japanese architect of Pearl Harbor, the United States found out that they knew what plane he was going to be in, they knew his flight pattern, they knew where he was going to be, and they said to FDR, what do you want to do? You want to shoot him out of the sky? And FDR famously said, get Yamamoto. And we did. We assassinated him. And we've all heard the stories of Adolf Hitler, where whether he was going to be bombed on a train or attacked in the Alps, assassination was a really potent weapon in the arsenal of anyone in World War II. In fact, there was a moment where Winston Churchill, they thought, was on a commercial flight. The Nazis shot it out of the sky, killed everyone on board. It wound up just being someone who resembled Winston Churchill. So the idea of the big three coming together and being in one place at one time was a tantalizing target to the Nazis at the time.
And also FDR had come within, most people estimate, 3 to 5 inches of dying at the hands of an assassin in 1933, just before he was inaugurated as president in Miami. And I write about this in my book, God's Hand on America, because when people believed that he had been miraculously delivered from this wild, crazy anarchist, Zangara, who was shooting at the direction of the president. Zangara actually killed the mayor of Chicago, who was there, Tony Chermak. But so Roosevelt would have been very aware. His cousin Theodore, who he greatly admired, had also taken a bullet in the chest from a would-be assassin. He delivered a speech anyway. Brad Meltzer, delivering with a new bestseller, The Nazi Conspiracy. More about this story and why it's highly relevant to America today. Coming up with Brad Meltzer.
The Michael Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over 1 million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents put direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Just talking a little bit to Brad Meltzer, the co-author of the number one bestseller, according to a number of Amazon lists right now. It's a book called The Nazi Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill. And this was not a plot that just bubbled up spontaneously from would-be thugs. It was a plot that was coordinated at the highest levels of the Nazi government. Explain what was Hitler's idea, personal idea, about this plot and about the way to handle it.
Yeah, you know, Adolf Hitler, it makes a lot of miscalculations in World War II, as you know. And you are a lover of history, as I am, my friend. And the one thing that he miscalculates, of course, he thinks that the Russians will give up fighting, that the Soviets will give up early, and they'll lay down their guns. And he's, of course, wrong on that. He thinks that the United States, that if he just bullies himself over us, that we will give up early, too, and that's a huge miscalculation because, of course, it just lights a fire under us. That's the reason we're fighting Nazis. No one wants to fight the Nazis. We declare war against the Japanese for Pearl Harbor, but no one wants to fight the Nazis. But then Hitler stupidly declares war on us. And one of the things he does as he comes after us is he starts finding people to do the job. And as a Nazi, you know, we've all heard of Adolf Hitler and FDR and Winston Churchill, but there's so many people in this book that you've never heard of. There's a guy named Otto Skorzeny. He's a Nazi, a special forces guy for Adolf Hitler, who gets a call to come to Hitler's private bunker, private headquarters at the Wolf's Lair. And what Hitler's doing is he's bringing together all of his top special forces guys because he wants to test them. He lines them up in a big room, shoulder to shoulder, and he quizzes them with one question. He says, "What do you think of Italy?" And all of them immediately start giving these, you know, answers of, oh, Italy's on our side and we'll fight with them to the death. But one voice in that room, Otto Skorzeny, this one Nazi, shouts above everybody else, "I am from Austria, my Führer." And it's a gamble because he knows, of course, Adolf Hitler is from Austria. He also knows that a true Austrian forever resents Italy because back in the First World War, Italy took a key piece of Austria and never gave it back. And in that moment, Adolf Hitler turns to this Nazi, Otto Skorzeny, and he's like, "You're my guy. You're my guy." And he sends Otto on a secret mission. I won't ruin this part of the book because you got to read it, but he sends him on a secret mission that's so crazy that my co-author, Josh Mensch, and I, we said to the editor, we need to put a photograph of this moment in the book because if people don't see it with their own eyes, they won't believe it really happened. And you'll see this photograph. You'll see the secret mission. It's the wildest Nazi story you've never heard in your life.
And Skorzeny, sounds like he might have been Hungarian, that part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
You know, I don't know. I know he's from Austria. I don't know if he's Hungarian or not. But he is. He knows the Austrian psyche well enough that he knows what Adolf Hitler really hates. And that is a key opportunity for him.
Okay, so who gets the credit? We didn't have the CIA yet. It hadn't even been invented. Who was working with Roosevelt, for instance, to keep him safe at Tehran, to use this idea of having a Roosevelt lookalike, a body double, to ride around and to get the agents who would actually come, and one of the things that's amazing about your book is this wasn't three or four or five agents. How many Nazis did they place in Tehran in order to bring off this triple assassination?
Yeah, so according to the NKVD, who was a Soviet intelligence at the time, there were 30-something Nazis, paratroopers, that landed. They caught all of them, interrogated all of them except for six that were still on the loose. So those were the six we knew about. But to answer your question, the person who was in charge of the Secret Service at the time, you know, today, if the president goes to a city, you have a group of Secret Service guys who will go in the hotel room, they'll wheel in a bulletproof piece of glass, put it in front of the windows so no one can shoot through the windows. Another team will do advance work weeks before he gets there. Another team will test his food. Another team, there's so many teams you wouldn't believe. Back then, in 1943, there was a guy named Mike Riley. And there were obviously a couple others, but Mike Riley was in charge of White House security. He was promoted the day after Pearl Harbor. And he was the guy who used to physically lift up Roosevelt in his arms, cradle him like a baby, because he was one of the few who could actually lift him. And it's Mike Riley who looks at the NKVD, hears all their evidence, knows what the Nazis have tried before, knows that there have Nazis that have been captured in Tehran actually months before that in a similar MO, and he's the one who assesses the threat and says, "Boss, we got to move you." He's the one who does, you know, plans the decoy, and Mike Riley, to his dying day, never changes his story. FDR believes that story. Winston Churchill believes that story. And again, if someone like Mike Riley is not there, history takes a turn that none of us could possibly predict.
And again, because right now the war in 1943, the level of daily casualties in Russia, you even wonder that Stalin, did he have some reluctance to go to Tehran to meet with Churchill and Roosevelt?
You know what? The only reason it was in Tehran was because of Stalin. Churchill and Roosevelt said, listen, why don't we measure equidistant from all three of us? We'll meet there so it's mutual ground. No, Stalin said. They said, how about Alaska? It's close to you. No. He wanted Tehran because he had security there. He had an embassy there, and he thought the secrecy was better there. But like you said, the devastation that the Russians were fighting there was staggering. They lost in Leningrad alone in 1 year. They lost 900,000 people, the largest loss of life in a major city in history. And I don't think, as I was researching the book, I was blown away by the level of devastation that the Nazis were. You know, we all know stories of World War II, but we tend to tell the highlight reel. The level of devastation, you know, we lost about 400,000 people in the United States. The British lost about 450,000. The Soviet Union buried 24 million people. It's a staggering number. So Stalin did want to have the meeting. He's the one. It was Churchill who was kind of, they were each at different points were fighting on whether to do it and whether they can get all three of them together at once. The reason it happened is because FDR had belief in one thing, his own ability to charm everybody. He charmed Stalin. He charmed Churchill. He's the one who brought them all together. He was the right person in that moment for the right time.
And the indispensable man at that moment in history. Brad, I can't wait. I know that you've done some TV work about some of your past books. Is there likely to be a big feature film? Maybe and talk to Steven Spielberg about it?
You know, I'm just happy that people are enjoying the book and they're sharing it with the people that they love and the history lovers in their life. I love the people that downloaded the audiobook and listening to it on the way to work. But that doesn't stop my wife from picking out what she's wearing to the Oscars.
Well, that's terrific. It's, again, because you have such a great cast of characters, it'd be great to figure out who you want to cast as Churchill, Roosevelt, and Stalin, above all, who hasn't gotten nearly the attention for his prodigious killing. That, to some extent, you could say helped to save the world. Not that he wanted to. Brad Meltzer, the book, The Nazi Conspiracy. Fascinating, entertaining, and important. We will be right back on the MedMed Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA News Update. Seven more Memphis police officers are facing disciplinary action in the wake of the Tyre Nichols beating during a traffic stop. The Memphis City Attorney said the officers will receive a statement of charges, the action internal, not criminal in nature. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects inflation to linger into next year. Powell making those comments at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. this morning.
My guess is it will take certainly into not just this year, but next year to get down close to 2%.
Powell said he believes future interest rate hikes will be needed, but he does feel Americans will see relief from high prices this year. The death toll has now eclipsed 7,000 following yesterday's devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, with more than half of those deaths reported in Turkey. Aid flowing in from countries all over the world as the search continues for survivors. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, all kinds of discussions going on about the backwash of the balloon. Steve Daines, who this is clip number four, who is a senator from Montana. He is actually the head of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee. He's the one who was in charge of the Republican effort to take over the Senate, and all it takes is winning two seats, and the Republicans have got the Senate. There's one issue today, and it's kind of big news if you're inside politics and you care about this stuff deeply, as I do. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is the not tremendously popular or effective senator from New York, along with Senator Chuck Schumer. And remember, she ran a brief presidential campaign, and it was embarrassing. And she is generally considered one of the most vulnerable senators there if they have the right candidate. And it looks like the right candidate is ready to step in. His name is Lee Zeldin. He came within 5 points of upsetting the governor of New York. Now, if he runs for Senate against Kirsten Gillibrand, and he said he might, then that's a seat that's up for grabs. In any event, Steve Daines appeared on Fox News, and he was talking about the spy balloon over Montana. Moon over Montana, is that a song? It will be a song. The balloon over Montana, and he obviously, as a Montanan representing Montana in the U.S. Senate, he didn't like the idea that Joe Biden had been so hesitant to shoot down that ungainly Chinese craft. Here's Senator Daines, clip four.
So I'm a fifth-generation Montanan, spent a lot of time canvassing the state. There are plenty of places we could have taken that balloon down.
There's a seven-mile debris.
The biggest risk would have been hitting a cow, a prairie dog, or an antelope.
So you don't buy this at all?
No. This is called Big Sky Country. They had a chance to take the shot. In fact, they needed to take that shot when it first crossed into U.S. airspace there in Montana. Remember, it's hovering over our ICBMs. We're very proud of that mission in Montana. In fact, one of the slogans up there is scaring the hell out of America's enemies since 1962. The Chinese weren't afraid. Those ICBMs are weapons of mass destruction. Those are the most powerful weapons known to mankind. We have those in Montana, and as Ronald Reagan said, that's about peace through strength. The Chinese put that balloon right over the top of them.
Okay, and that balloon isn't flying anywhere soon. They actually have photographs now of the Navy SEALs picking up some of the tatters of the blown-up and very much deflated balloon, and picking up some of the payload, which is supposed to be the equivalent of two extra-large buses. Steve Daines has another problem, and this is completely laughable if it weren't so serious. Headline, Senator Steve Daines suspended from Twitter over a profile picture of him hunting with his wife. Republicans slam insane decision and demand its reversal. Well, in this case, the Republicans are right. Why was his photo of him hunting with his wife removed? I mean, if there are other governors in the history of American politics who might have gone hunting with some other lovely lady, and maybe that creates a little bit of controversy, at least in the past it would have. But Steve Daines was Mrs. Daines, who apparently is a very avid hunter and a good shot and knows how to handle firearms. The photo that he used, which was his profile photo, showed him and his wife Cindy posing with a freshly killed and slightly bloodied antelope. Okay. I don't know if you do people eat antelope meat? Is that a thing? Maybe it is in Montana. In any event, Dane's account is, quote, temporarily unavailable because it violates the Twitter media policy, according to a disclaimer on his page. Now, what is the Twitter media policy that, and this is, by the way, this is not the old Twitter. This is the Twitter under Elon Musk, right? The idea that this violates the Twitter media policy, I mean, honest to goodness, it claims the Montana lawmaker violated the sensitive media policy because it contained graphic or adult content. Now, if you hear about a politician who's putting up a profile picture of him and his wife, And it says it contained graphic content. Don't you have the idea of something else, potentially, other than a hunting photo?
No, this is the question I have been praying for.
Well, again, I do think it is likely that Twitter is going to reconsider. And the idea that whether or not this is the only spy balloon, that was a question that was avoided somewhat skillfully by Karine Jean-Pierre this morning. This is clip 8.
Is this the first Chinese balloon that the U.S. identified flying over U.S. airspace under this administration?
So what I can say is that we have talked about China's balloon program. We have generally on this, the Chinese surveillance balloons program has been around for some time. We even briefed Congress this past August. So I don't have any specific on any other balloon during this president's administration, but there has been a program that has been in effect. We have kept Congress abreast on that. But I don't have anything more to say or to share.
She doesn't have anything, but we have this. Elon Musk has taken action. This is just a breaking news from Fox News. Elon Musk weighed in after complaints swirled over the lock on Montana Senator Steve Daines' Twitter account today. Musk told a Republican user who called out the suspension that the problem is being resolved. This is being fixed, and I alone can fix it. Responding to Travis County, Texas GOP Chair Matt McCowiak, who shared a report from The Hill discussing the lock with the caption, U.S. Senator suspended from Twitter due to cover photos showing his wife and him hunting. This is insane. Policy against showing blood in profile pic is being amended to clearly showing blood without clicking on the profile click pic. The intent is to avoid people being forced to see gruesome profile pics, Musk explained. This this controversy will probably be gone when the State of the Union is, by the time the State of the Union is finished. That would be my guess. By the way, concerning the polling and the expectations of the State of the Union, 4 in 10 Americans are now saying they believe they're worse off financially since Biden became president, according to an ABC News Washington Post poll. And yet, according to a National Opinion Research Center poll, which is kind of a gold standard with polling, most people think their own financial status is fine. And part of what this involves, it seems to me, is very clearly a problem that President Biden has inspiring confidence. 62% of Americans, this again according to ABC News Washington Post, 62% of Americans say they would be dissatisfied or angry if Biden were reelected. 62%, that's almost two-thirds. 36% said they would be enthusiastic or satisfied, but not enthusiastic if Biden won again in 2024. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, it's not just Joe Biden who is the center of attention right now. It's also Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the newly elected governor of Arkansas. She has the difficult job of preparing a speech without knowing entirely what the president is going to say that she's going to be responding to. Who knows? He might have some surprises. Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa, who, by the way, is getting some serious talk as a presidential or vice presidential possibility. She's very popular, very capable, a wonderful communicator. She did a great job last year responding to Joe Biden. But what's interesting about the sort of layout of major characters in Washington is that the vice president of the United States is going to be almost entirely upstaged. I mean, the only real interest in the vice president would be if Biden doesn't run for re-election. It is looking increasingly clear that he will be a candidate for re-election. He seems determined to do it, and the polling shows that if he ends up running against Trump, it would be another close race, maybe closer than the last time, which, of course, would leave all sorts of opportunities for screams about stolen elections and so forth. But what about Vice President Harris? We're not going to hear from her at all. She doesn't get to introduce the president. She gets to sit behind him, and this time she will have a less congenial companion sitting on the big desk behind the president as he speaks. She will be sitting with Kevin McCarthy. And Kevin McCarthy, the new Speaker of the House, will be joined by the Vice President. Why is that, those two? It's not just that they're the two people who are next in line to be President, but the Vice President is the President of the Senate, and the Speaker of the House, of course, is in effect the President of the House of Representatives. This is part of the reason that you're not going to hear from Vice President Harris tonight. I know. Oh. Okay. She spoke today at the Indian Treaty Room, which is in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, right adjoining the White House. And these remarks were made at the Central America Forward Launch event. And the president's preparing the State of the Union speech to the whole world. She's speaking to the Central America Forward Launch event. But she used the opportunity to demonstrate the extraordinary eloquence for which she has become notorious. Listen.
Our meeting today includes not only the work that we intend to do going forward, but working together to talk about how we can measure the success we have had thus far and continue to improve on the work we've done. For many who were at the original table, you will know that it has been built into our approach that we will devise metrics and be very clear, and I thank the university and Michelle for the work that has been happening to help us articulate the metrics by which we will then measure our success in real time, not waiting for years down the line, but in real time measure our success so that we can regroup, analyze where we are, and as necessary improve our approach.
Again, it would be a challenging job to be vice president, especially she had been attorney general of California. She had been a U.S. senator. And basically, you're always sloppy seconds when you're VP. There are very, very few vice presidents in American history who really stood out with their eloquence and their public attention. One of them was Henry Wallace, who it turns out stood out because he was he was not a communist, but he was very involved with communists and sympathetic to the Soviet Union and trying to undermine President Truman, who had taken over from Wallace as vice president and then became president in 1945 when FDR died. Anyway, he was famous for great speeches and great eloquence, but it didn't work out very well for him when he ran an independent candidate for president. He got only 2% of the vote. Speaking of getting only 2% of the vote, one of my least favorite members of Congress is Rosa DeLauro, who is the Democratic representative of the ultra-democratic city, New Haven, Connecticut, and the New Haven area in Connecticut, which is where I went to school. And she wanted to basically add her own education about the founding fathers who, you may not know it, but they supported a big government socialist campaigns and issues. Listen, this is clip 15A.
The fact of being in that room and being in that room with individuals who 30 years ago understood that what families needed, what was going on in the lives of American families, and yes, more for women at that time than men, but understanding that men could take advantage of this as well, but understanding that the federal government had the ability, the strength, the power to be transformative in the lives of families, change their lives for the better, make sure that they could be, Gail Wittig, where they were needed.
She's celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Family and Medical Leave Act under President Clinton. And listen to the invocation of the Founding Fathers.
Making something happen that has transformed people's lives. That is what government is about. That's what our Founding Fathers knew. There were mothers too, probably. But that's what they believed, that we should press the edge of that envelope to make the institution do what it is supposed to do, to give opportunity for people and their lives.
That's Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro. Her husband, Stanley Greenberg, was the chief pollster for Bill Clinton. But you could see she was very excited about the Family and Medical Leave Act. Anybody actually believe that Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and Alexander Hamilton and George Washington, the founding fathers, James Madison, were just waiting for a Family and Medical Leave Act, which would require that private businesses grant people? And by the way, Do I think it's a terrible idea? Do I think it's unconstitutional? No, it's not unconstitutional. If people vote for that kind of regulation. But the notion that our founding fathers, who were extremely suspicious, particularly of federal power, that they would welcome the idea that this would be this kind of regulation done on a political basis by the members of Congress of private businesses all across the country, that, I think, is somewhat dubious. Coming up, pot. Now, pot has been a favorite issue for Democrats. In fact, there are a number of Democratic consultants and political strategists who believe that it could be a very big issue in 2024 if Biden goes all out for a national legalization of pot. Except all of a sudden, it turns out that Congress is recognizing that pot is making people sick, and very sick. And here are words you haven't heard for a long time. The number of migrant border crossings has dropped to its lowest level in 2 years. In other words, dropped to the lowest level since before Biden took over the presidency. What is causing that improvement in border security? We will get to that. And we will also talk about the State of the Union Address, the latest from the great pretender, George Santos. And he is a never-ending source of news and amuse. Yes, we will talk about him and the fight in Ukraine and its future. The GOP's George Santos test, that was a recent pieces about the gentleman from New York and Brazil in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.